We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Samachem and Aleph. We are starting from the new Mishnah on top of Daf Samachem and Aleph. We are continuing the different Averis that are Chayev Skila. So it says in the Mishnah, Baal Oiv, we saw in the Mishnah before that Oiv and Yidoini, two type of sorcery, are Chayev Skila. So Baal Oiv is a Pisoim Hamadaber Meshechiyav. Oiv is a type of Kishuf that raises the mace from the ground. Pashas means like the spirit of the mace, and it places it under his armpits, and the mace, the dead person starts talking. Which means, like Rashi says, you take a bone from a certain animal, it's called a yadua, you put that bone in your mouth, and that causes the dead people to talk. If you do either one, the halacha is that the skila. Now, the etzem talks. The pashas, I don't know if it has to do mason. Yudoni zem adavafim means the bone starts talking from the mouth. I'm not sure it makes the dead talk. It sounds like the bone itself starts talking. I'm not sure how this kish works. But akapanim zem adavafim, it's done from the mouth. Hare elu skila. These two are chayiv skila. Vahanishal behem, the one who asks the oiv for advice or for telling the future. They have Issa Hazara, Issa Lav, not an Issa Skila. The Skila is on the one who does the Kishav. The one who asks the Kishav is Hazara. Now Rashi says, what's the wisdom of Kar for the Hazara? And the one that gets an Oynish, which is Oyvi Yadoni, which is a Pasuk, says he gets Skila, also needs Hazara. So Rashi says, the Maschal Hazara, that a Pasuk al Tifnuela Oyvois, that's the Hazara for the Shoyim. Vazara de Machshefez Gufam, and that Pasuk, Lo Yimotzevicha, where it says that you shouldn't find by you a oiv v'yadoni, that is the pasuk that is talking about the actual one who is chayiv skila. Now Tosfos takes issue with this, says really the opposite. So Rashi says that the pasuk that says lo yimatz b'cha oiv v'yadoni, that's going on. Yimatz b'cha mave b'nai b'ita b'eishish koysim k'sam moinu menachash b'chashiv v'choy v'chava v'shoyal oiv v'yadoni v'darash alameisim. That's the pasuk according to Rashi is the chayiv skila. And the pasuk al tifnu el ha oivos there, which is in Vayikra, it's in Parshas Kedoshim. So there he says, Rashi says that's the Azara for the shoyel. There it says al tifnu el ha oivos v'aydoinim, and it says there later on in the pasuk that you get skila. So that's why Rashi does not like Rashi's pshat, because it seems like the pasuk al tifnu el ha oivos v'aydoinim al tivakshu tamavam ni Hashem. And later on in that parasha, really it's next parak, it says that you get karts. So he says it would make more sense to say that this pasuk in Kedoshim is going on the Kishamacher himself than on the Shoyal. That's the way Taisha says. And see, Rashi himself is chayz later on. Rashi himself brings down the pasuk later on. Listen to Gemara. Now, it says over in our Mishnah, Oiv and Yidoni Chayiv Skila. This is not a Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in Krisis. The Mishnah in Krisis says there are 36 Krisis. That's a Mishnah, 36 Chayiv Krisis. It wasn't a gate to the Gemara. They asked, why Minyana Lami? What do you have to tell me the number of it? The number of Krisis. It says, you know why? Because teach us that if you do all 36 Behel Mechad, you have 36 Chatoyos. Is it a Beshagig? If you forgot about it all at one time, you get 36 Chatoyos. So there's 36 Krisis in that Mishnah, and it counts Oiv and not Yidoni. And Shaul says, why not? Ma'ishto ha'cha diktoni ba'al oiv v'yidoni. We talk about skill of his oiv v'yidoni. Ma'ishto ha'gabi krisis diktoni ba'al oiv v'shar l'yidoni. It says oiv and leaves out yidoni. What's the pshat? V'yichon omar, hoil v'shneim b'lav echod nemru. V'yichon answer is simple. Since that Mishnah just counting 36 different chatois, the 36 krisis is only in order to tell you 36 different chatois. He says, since oiv and v'yidoni are on the same lav, therefore, since it's the same lav, you only get one chatas. So therefore, it didn't count it as two. It didn't count oiv and yadoini. And we'll see why it picked oiv, not yadoini, in a second. But it only picked one of them because only chayiv, one chatas. And since they're both in one lav. And Rashi here says, the one lav, belav da al tifnu el oivais vel yadoinim. So here Rashi says, not like he just said before. He said before that that lav is for the azorah of the shoyl. So here you see, Rashi was chayiv, like the Marsha points out. Rashi Lakish Amar, Again, the question is, why Armin says Oiv Yidaini? Why in the Mishnah by increases, it talks about Karis, they're both Chayav Karis, so why does it say only Oiv, not Yidaini? So Rabbi Yochanan says the reason is because since if they do it together, only Chayav one Chatos, therefore it doesn't say Yidaini. Yidaini, the fish ain't by Maisa. It doesn't say Yidaini because there's no Maisa. If there's no Maisa, there's no Chayav carbon. Like we learned already a few blad ago, that says by carbon, Eloshim Va'asa. And therefore, if you don't have a asiyah, you don't have a maisa, there's no chiyuv carbon. So you don't want to say yidaini because it's takin achayv carbon according to Rosh Lakish, because there's no maisa. And we'll see why oiv is more of a maisa than yidaini. Yidaini is not a maisa. Why not? Because the ikka kishuv is the talking. The putting the bone in the mouth, not the kishuv. The kishuv is the talking. And there, like Rashi says in the first medium wide line, avachnosos etzem yidaini ainim medaber b'shas ma'isa ela acha ma'isa shu befiv medaber etzem elav. Only after it's in your mouth, it starts talking, that's the kishuv. When it starts talking, that's not called a ma'isa. Therefore, Shlokosh says there is no chiyuv chatos whatsoever on yidaini. So the b'chagis of Yerichon Shlokosh, if yidaini is chayiv chatos, of course Yerichon yidaini is chayiv chatos, just not together with oiv. It can't be chayiv two chatos. But Avad by itself is Chayav Chatas. Rosh Lakish saying, no, Yidoni is not a Maisa. It's not Chayav Chatas by itself because it's not a Maisa. So Rabbi Yechanon said the reason why it doesn't say Oiv V'Yidoni over there because it's one lab. So Maishna, why is the Mishnah pick out Oiv, not Yidoni? Either one you could have said, right? Because both Chayav Chatas. Why pick Oiv more than Yidoni? Rabbi Yechanon, Maishna, about Oiv the knockout. Mishum the Pasach by cross. And the Pasach always says Oiv V'Yidoni. It's always the first. Therefore, the Mishnah picks Oiv. But Yechanon, he could have said Yidoni. Either one. The point is that not together can be chayv two chatoyos, but each one's chayv chatos by itself. Rav Shlokh is my time alam Rav Kerav Yechon. Why Rav Shlokh is Rav Yechon's pshat? Amra papa chalukin heim b'misa. That in the pasuk it says when it talks about skila, it talks about them separately, and therefore, since it talks about them separately, therefore it sounds like they each have their own chiyev misa, and therefore he says since they have their own chiyev misa. By itself, it speaks out, specifies each chiyuv misa by itself. Therefore, he says it be chayiv two chatoyos also. The pasuk says ve'ish o isha kiyev bem oiv o yidoni. Don't say ve'yidoni. Oiv o yidoni moishu musu be'evni yigam abam. It says oiv yidoni, and don't say ve'yidoni like Rashi says. Therefore, it makes it a chiyuv carbon. That's what Rosh Lakish holds. There is a chiyuv carbon for each one, even though the lav is separate. But since the misa, the oinish of skila, is separate, even the lav is one, but since the skila is separate, it'll be chayiv two chatoyos according to Rosh Lakish. So Rosh Lakish by time long Rav Yechanan, don't want papa chalukim and misa, and therefore we'll have two chatoyos. Rav Yechanan, chaluka the lav, shma chaluka. Chaluka the misa, lo shma chaluka. Only a chaluka of lav is called a chaluka to make a two chatoyos, but a chaluka of misa is not enough to be called two chatoyos, to make a two chatoyos. So that's Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Shlokish. Why Rav Shlokish didn't say like Rabbi Yochanan? Now, why did Rabbi Yochanan say like Rav Shlokish that there's no chiyuv chatos at all by Yidaini because no ma'isa? Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone with Rav Shlokish. Amalach masnistim de krisus Rabbi Kivi doma loy beina ma'isa. The mishnah of krisus is Rabbi Kiva holds that you don't need a ma'isa, and since it's going to Rabbi Kiva, you don't need a ma'isa because what's the raya that's going according to Rabbi Kiva the mishnah? Because the Mishnah actually says one of the 36 is Megadev, is a Varachas Hashem. It's one of the cases of the 36 creases. Actually, there are Bonon in that Mishnah argue on Megadev. They say, no, Megadev is not Chayev, Achatas, because Megadev is not a Maisa. But since the Mishnah is going according to Rekiva, it says Megadev one of them. So if Yedoni would be Chayev Achatas together with the Oiv, each one Chayev on Achatas, then it should have said Yedoni. Even if there's no ma'isa, because going to Rekiva. So therefore, it's like Rav Shlokish of Pshat. Rav Shlokish say, why leave out Yidoni because no ma'isa? Zog to Gemara, no, Rav Yechon says, what do you mean? We're going to Rekiva, so it should have said Yidoni. So that's why Rav Yechon say like Rav Shlokish. So what does Rav Shlokish say? Rav Shlokish, Nehid loy boy Rav Kiva ma'isa, even though we're going to Rekiva, that you don't need a ma'isa, that's why Megadev is Chayiv, you don't need a ma'isa Rabbah. A ma'isa is Uta boy, you need a little bit of a ma'isa. So Megadeth my Maisa Ika, what is the Maisa of Baruch Hashem? Akima Svasav, moving your mouth, moving your lips, have a Maisa. Bal Oiv, which says it also on the Mishnah, my Maisa, what's the small Maisa Ika? Hakosha Zroisav, flapping his arms to get the mace to go under his armpit, he has to flap his arms, that's a Maisa, have a Maisa. But here, by Yudaini, the bone talks for your mouth, that's not a Maisa. It's not even Akima Svasav, the bone talks. So, huh? Yeah, the bone talks. Mm-hmm. So there's no mice whatsoever on your side, and therefore even Rabbi Kiva will agree there's no chayiv. So now the Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara's kasha is a kasha that interesting, because the Gemara doesn't understand the question right away. So Rish Lakish says that have a mice, it comes out that oiv, it says in the Mishnah, we're saying what we're saying, that oiv is in this Mishnah, and oiv, the Rabban don't argue on, right? The only Rabban argue on Megadev. Now, according to Rav Yechanan, he'll hold that the oiv is called a regular Maisa. But we'll see, Rish Lakish himself can't hold that oiv is considered a regular Maisa. So the Gemara's question is like this. The Gemara's question is that the Mishnah, Rabbanon only argue on Megadev, but they agree that Oiv is Chayav Echatas. That means we're assuming a Koshas Zera Oisav is called a Maisa. That's what we're doing. Vafilu Rabbanon. Vafilu Rabbanon. We're saying, Imi Rabbanon Vatanya, Eine Chayav El Adovah Shesh by Maisa, Kegoyin Zibuach, Kitu Venisav Shtach Voy. Only Chayav Echatas on something that has a Maisa, like shechting or burning or pouring or bowing down to Avayi Zara. That this price says shachavah man tana shachavah rekivi don't let be a ma'isa. Rabbi Yechonam afil tem rabbanon kvisis kamasa rabbanon have a ma'isa. The kvisis kamasa is a ma'isa. So what do you see first of all in this price? That is machlekes if shachavah is considered a ma'isa according to the rabbanon. Rish Lakish says shachavah is not enough of a ma'isa. It's only Rabbi Kiva holds chay. Rabbi Yechonam says no, it's enough of a ma'isa. So Gemara's kasha is hashlur Rish Lakish kvifas kamasa l'rabbanon lo have a ma'isa. Hakoshas Zeroisa Dval Oiv have a Maisa? So what the Gemara's question is not really a Hemshech to the Gemara before so much, but it is a Kasha on Rish Lakish personally. That we're saying over here that Hakoshas Zeroisa is considered a Maisa, and it must be a Maisa even for the Rabbana. Why? Because the Rabbana only argue in the Mishnah Megadeth. They agree to Oiv. So, Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan, it makes sense. Hakoshas Zeroisav is a Maisa because he holds Hashtachava as a Maisa. But Rish Lakish, you Rish Lakish, from the following Brice, you see that Rish Lakish holds Rabbanon hold Hashtachava, bowing down is not enough of a Maisa. Just bowing your head is not enough of a Maisa. If that's not enough of a Maisa, how does Rabbanon agree to Oiv? It says in the Mishnah, he agrees to Oiv. He only argues on Megadeth. So Hashtag Rish Lakish Kifas Kamaisa, which is bowing down, Rabbanon have a Maisa. Hakoshas Zeroisav Dval Oiv have a Maisa? So Gemara says, Ataris, it doesn't really make sense. Kikom Rish Lakish, Nami L'Rabbi Kiva. That Rish Lakish will say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. The only problem is we just said that the Rabbanon don't argue on Oiv, which we'll read Gemara's Kash in a second. Kikom Rish Lakish, Nami L'Rabbi Kiva. Av Rabbanon lo, Yochi, the Frank Gemara, this Kash we said, Yotza Megadif, Ubal Oiv Mebayale. In the Mishnah, when it says Rabbanon argues and takes out Megadif out of the 36, he should have took out Bal Oiv out of the 36. Because Bal Oiv, by Oiv, it's not enough of a Maisa. The Mashah points out that the Gemara didn't have the question right away. So that's the question. So right now we're holding, just to recap what's going on over here, is that we had one Machlekes, why didn't mention Yadayni? So that Machlekes was Rabbi Yechon held that the reason why it doesn't say Yadayni because it can't be chayiv one chatas on two. And technically, you could have said Yadayni there because you're going to Rabbi Kiva. And then Rabbanon Tak would argue on Yadayni. Very good. That's what would have been. That's what Rabbi Yechon says. Rabbi Saga says, no. Yadayni, even for Rabbi Kiva, is not enough of a Maisa. Because all it is mouth, it's nothing. But the other two things are enough of a Maisa according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds Maisa Zut is enough. The Gemara's Kasha now is that Alfira Shlaka should decide something else, that he holds a Shtachava. Is not called a Maisa, according to Rabbanon. So why in the world would the Rabbanon be maskim to Oiv? And then Mishnah increases. L'chaira, Oiv is not a Maisa. Hakasha Zeroisa is not a Maisa. So Gemara's an answer that Oiv means something else. Which means, Oiv of course means Medav Meshechia. Of course it means that. But Oiv has other connotations also. Oiv is a general term to different type of Kishuv, which includes other things as well. And we'll just develop it to get there. The oiv in the Mishnah Krisis, which the Rabbanon agreed to, is talking about you being burning incense, burning something for the shade. The shade of oiv. Amle Rava, Makta Shade of Chavimu. That's Avodah Zarah. Elo Amar Rava, Makata Lechaber. That Makata Lechaber means that you're not mekatel shem elohos, you're not mekatel the shem of God. You're just doing idea k'tara. You're doing a certain kishuf that brings all the shadim over here. That's what it means that mekatel lechaber. You're being mechaber all the shadim. You're bringing together. You're gathering the shadim together. That's what you're doing. And there's a new type of oiv. One oiv is medar meshachiv. You get the spirit to talk from your armpit. That's number one. Another type of oiv is, according to this, is to bring a offering to, you bring an offering to kishuf, a kishuf take an offering, and that brings together the shadim. Dr. Gemara, if that's the case, omalei abaya, hamakata lechover, choy v'chovu. That's choy v'chovu. So that's chay v'chaver. That's not this chay v'chaver. It's only a lav. Chay v'chaver is not chayv skila. So to Gemara in va'tayr omer v'chay v'zeh b'skila. You're right. It's a type of chay v'chaver, but this type of chay v'chaver is oiv, and it's not a case of a lav. In the pasuk it says there's a lav of chay v'chaver. It never says skila on that. So that's something else. That's we'll see. That just means bringing animals together, big animals or small animals. That's the chayv v'chaver is only alive, but oiv v'yadoyni is chayv misa includes this type of chayver, which means you're bringing together a shadim through kishuf. That of course will be chayv skila. That's what the Gemara is saying. It comes out of there's another type of oiv. Once you mention chayv v'chaver, we'll mention a little bit about that. Torah Baran. Choyver chaver, echad choyver gadol, chaber gadol. Either you gather together big animals, vechaber katan, vafil nechoshim vakravim. Even nechoshim vakravim, that you want to get rid of them, and you bring them together to fight with each other, to eat each other up. And the nechoshim are snakes, and kravim are scorpions. You get them to fight with each other, you get them to get out of the way. Still, it's also do. Even if you're exterminated, trying to get us out of the way, it's still also. On my bay hilchoch, mandat somed ziburu vakrabo. Someone who brings together it's a zibura v'akraba, a scorpion and a zibura is a different type of bee. If someone has an art school, they can tell me exactly the English title of a zibura. A bee. Oh, so it's a bee, a bumblebee, and a scorpion. They bring them together. It's also because it goes into Issa of Chai v'chava. Okay. So that akaponim, that's what we're holding right now. Then we have to get back to the Mechlekes V'yirchon and Shlokesh about if it's Tachava, if these things are called a Maisa or not.